First of all, I want to thank again the Tarbuk family, the Parnas Hayayim, the Ilu Nishmas, Yisrael Yitzhak Ben Yaakov Pinchas, and the Shomesh Avon Aliyah. And she should be a schus for a full shlemi for Brian Delay, Bas Yehudis Ariella. She only Simcha Nachas and Bracha. So we'll get to the page, Mitzvah Shem, in a few minutes that you have. I rarely expect to give out additional pages to the limud, for this limud, because I want very much that we should stay focused on each of these. Each parak here, each mimer is so beautiful and so important, and I don't want to get sidetracked even in Dvarim Shebekedusha. But there was Hashgacha Pratis. There was just the Torah that I was learning last Shabbos. I was learning Pirkei Avos with some Torah from Rav Chaskel Shinever. So maybe we'll get to it in a few minutes. We'll see. If not, you'll look at it and you'll have it for Shabbos. You'll see why I felt it's important. But let's see if we can get to it. We're on page Mem Dalad. Page Mem Dalad, Nayeka, Asamech Bechelka. L'chol Odom Yesh Chelek. Every single person has his and her own chelek, a portion, not just in the world to come, but a chelek of what he or she was assigned to do in this world. A field which needs to be cultivated, which needs to be cared for. Each and every one of us has that field. Hashem has given each one of us a chelek, a beautiful chelek. And all of the treasures of that person's life are hidden, are buried, are to be found. You know, one of the things that Shlomo Melech mentions in Shir HaShirim is a kerem hayu l'shlomo. There was a kerem, a vineyard, and Shlomo Melech says, "Karmi sheli lo natarti." That while I was king, and I had responsibility to take care of the entire Jewish people, but he says about himself on his madrig, he says, "Karmi sheli lo natarti." What does that mean? My own vineyard, I didn't watch. I didn't care for my own vineyard. A person can look around at the end of his life, at the end of her life, and spent a life doing all kinds of good things, but karmi sheli lo natarti. But I didn't tend to my own field, to my own vineyard. Hashem has given each one of us a chelik. With all of the oitzers that person can have in this world and the next world, everything is found in that field. V'olav la'avda l'shamra. The person has to work there to guard that field. La'avda l'shamra. La'avda l'shamra, of course, that's what Hashem told Adam and Chava to do in their garden, in Gan Eden, to tend to the garden. La'avda l'shamra. And each one of us is being told by Hashem. He gives us that chelik. First to try to understand, to daven hard and to understand what is your chelik, and then La'av de l'shamra, and to work hard. La'av de l'shamra. L'fatcha, to develop it. L'shachla, to cultivate. L'haitzi per hoseh ha'masukim. So you could bring out the delicious fruits, the produce of your field. Sode zu hi ha'odam atzma. This field, of course, is man himself, the person himself. Kol ha'aitzus ha'gedaylim t'munim k'var b'saycha adam. All that could be is hidden over there within the person himself. We have within us, each one of us has all of these, all of the aitzus. That's when the Supreme Isis, Rabbi Nachman, with the tower and the eagle, the eagle says to those who are stranded by the watchtower, chizru, la'yitzarach, go back, return to your treasures, go back. To return, the whole avoid of life is to go back and to find. You went looking around for the treasure, for treasures all over, in other people, in other ways, and to go back and to find your own treasure. You don't have to import anything from outside. Hakol tomer bepnimiusa. Everything is found within the person himself. Bameshahu, who you are. All is found within you yourself. Bameshahu. Hatarev ha-mitzvahs einan yivoy chisayni. Yiddishkeit is not some foreign import. Va'adam hu lo kli reikon. And a person, a Jew, is not some empty kli. Shetzarech l'smalei mimasha chutzlo. That needs to be filled. That's empty and needs to be filled with things from the outside. Which is how most people live and most people think. It's not true. Katerhi pnimis lanu. Yiddishkeit is pnimis lanu. Emuna, bitachon, simcha, everything, all the mitzvahs. The Ovis were able to keep mitzvahs before they were given from outside. They were able to keep the mitzvahs from that knowledge of knowing themselves, from within themselves. Because Atari Pnimis lanu. That's the inyan of the baby learning Kol HaTorah Kula, the baby Yiddishkeit is not something which is external. Those who are looking for emuna outside of themselves, they're looking for faith, for emuna, for bitachon, for simcha outside of themselves. They could spend their whole lives dragging around looking, and it's inside. Ketari pnimis lanu. Omnam tsuras halimud nivis kemivgash imachutz. Our way of learning Torah, of course, is we're introduced to what we feel, are new things, which is wonderful. It seems to us, we feel like we're learning something that we haven't heard before. You open up a sefer, you hear a shir, and you learn something. It's nearest kemifgash imachutz. It appears to be some encounter or receiving something that's outside. Ach mitzad ha'emes, but the truth of the matter is, you meet, it's just becoming reacquainted with something that you've always had. Ach mitzad emes ui pgisha pnimis. The truth is that it's meeting something that was always a part of you, but it became lost to your consciousness. Im ha'oitzvus ha'tmuna banu ha'munusach ma'hafli b'tarus Hashem. These oitzvus that are within us are are written about and discussed in the most wondrous ways in the Torah that we learn. But the oitzvos are within us. Chaya olam nata b'sochenu, within us. Al kein, hagoya ba, therefore when we learn Torah, hi pula pnimis b'sochenu. It's not the same thing as studying history or math or science, where you're trying to acquire something, some knowledge that's outside of you. Learning Torah is a pula pnimis b'secheinu. It's a pula pnimis. It's drawing out what's within, not trying to receive something from outside, but drawing out and connecting to in a deep way that which is already there, that which is inside. La'abed, like the field that has all the, like that field or that orchard that has everything there. And the person has to work, la'abed, l'shachla, to work, to water, to tend to the field, to tend to that which is there. It's not bringing something from outside. It's tending to something that's there. One of my grandchildren was telling me that the grandkid, they were telling me that they went Chol HaMoed, that there's some place in New Jersey where they were indoors, they were skiing someplace. I don't know, it must be a high ceiling on that, or maybe they're just going flat. I don't know what they're doing there.
American Dream. It's a $5 billion mall.
Yeah, I hope they're making a panacea. But Mistama, the snow is not from inside, it's from outside. It's the snow that they're skiing on. It's probably not even real snow.
It's not real snow.
Right. But even when you go to slopes in different places, when it's not strong, they bring snow from outside. I remember many years ago, when we were first married, we lived in Yerushalayim, and that year, the day before Purim, it snowed. It was a big yontif for everybody, that they were all excited, and for the children, it was unbelievable. But the problem, of course, was is that it melts very, very quickly, and also, there was a problem that they were coming from all over the country to the Tachan Amerkazi, to the bus station, the central bus station, and to the Tachanat HaRakeva, to the train station. So they had to bring with tractors more snow to be near the train station and the bus station. Because people were coming with their kids, they would let them off and they'd play in the snow next to the station and then go back to Haifa. So they were bringing with trucks, they were bringing more snow for the next to the Tachana so that they could have what to play. So this is, it's falsche snow. You know? It's not homegrown. This is fake snow. It's something else. So all of these classes about proving God's existence and how to believe in Torah mitzvahs, all of these things are they say in Eretz Yisrael we call them patentim. These are all gimmicks. I don't mean it in a bad way. It doesn't sound like a nice word, gimmick. I don't mean it like the trick. But these are all chitzonistic things. There's no other way to say it. It's all chitzonis. The emunah of a Jew doesn't have to be imported from outside. Doesn't have to be brought from someplace else. Not from history. Not from, if you pour the ink, what's the chances of it coming out to spell your name, right? If your Yiddishkeit is based upon that stuff, it's not strong. It doesn't stand up to the tests of usually of nisyonis, of going through difficulties, because that's not the sherish of emunah. The makar, the root, the source of emunah is in your kerem, is in your vineyard. It's inside. That's real. That's deep. It's not a concept. It's not an idea. It's not something. It's who you are. But when you're living apart from yourself and from who you really are, so you have to bring the emunah from on a truck from someplace. So you start to use all kinds of mahalchim, scientific evidence of God's existence, historical evidence of God's existence. Instead of sitting and saying a capital Tehillim, you have to try to bring with a tractor all kinds of emunah, all kinds of ideas. The Emes is, it's all there. Pula pnimis b'sochem la'abu l'shachlis is yuseinu, haruchanis, each one of us has to cultivate, to develop our ruchnisdik mitzias, loitzia elapoil, to bring it out. Hasamech b'chelko, so when the Mishnah says, Ezu hasher, who's a wealthy person, hasamech b'chelko, the one who's happy with his chelik, it doesn't only mean that you're happy with your things, with your house, with your things. It's your chelik of who you are. Sameh b'chelka. Like in the parasha, the best known pasuk in this parasha is, in Kedoshim is ve'ahavta re'acha kamocha, right? To love another Jew as you love yourself. But if you have no shaychus to yourself, if you don't know who you are, what the Torah is saying is that you can't really love somebody else. This is a major problem that people have. If you have no shaychus to yourself, you don't know who you are. You just go along, but you don't know kamocha. V'ahavt l'reacha is only if there's a kamocha. If there's no kamocha, then what's v'ahavt l'reacha? Like we spoke about this a little bit last week. So then you're saying, like I mentioned last week, you're saying to somebody, I love you. But you don't know who I is. So what does it mean? Kamocha. V'haftalecha kamocha. There's no kamocha. There's no kamocha. It could be that you have, you know, shaychus to yourself. You don't know the chlal who you are, really be'emes. You have no shaychus, you have no connection to the pnimius of who you are. And therefore, what's the meaning of v'haftalecha? Kamocha, kamocha. That's why the Torah put it in such a way. Why doesn't the Torah just say, to love another Jew? Finished. Then, what's kamocha? Akidekach, that the Ramban and all the Mefarshim are talking about, is that possible? What does that mean? So therefore, those who learned it, no, it's just saying you can't possibly love another Jew like you love yourself. It's not possible. And that even in Halacha, as it's brought down, the Ramban brings down, that we see the Chayach HaKodim, right? If two people are walking in the desert, right, and there's only one canteen of water, so the din, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that what? It's Chayach HaKodim, that you don't have to give your life away, you drink the water, and you live. That's the din. So what does that mean? V'hat l'chak kamarich? It's not true. Api Halacha, I love myself more. I take the drink of water, and the person dies. The other person dies. So, therefore, there are all kinds of explanations that. What does that mean? What does that mean? If to do things that you do for yourself, you should do, you should want to do for the other person. With the ger that came, with the person that came to convert. But in Pnimius, to love. The question is, is it a mitzvah to feel a hergish of love? If we're talking about the simple pshat, the Torah could have said, v'ahavt l'reach. So why does it have that word kamaycha? Is there b'chlal a mitzvah to love yourself? What does that mean, kamaycha? Is it if you're out of touch with that chelik that Hashem gave you, then your relationships are all not real. They're just not. If there's no kamaycha, then there's no reacha. And what's going on with the Jews screaming at each other and yelling at each other? And that's just all what's happening. This rash, what's going on? This terrible, terrible fighting. Bechlal, what's going on? This is the root of this is a total lack of self awareness. Everybody's talking about brothers and sisters and getting along. It's all nice talking. It's complete lack of self awareness of who you are. Bechlal, the people who don't know themselves. And who can't stand themselves. The Mimela, they're filled with sinner to other people. On both sides. It's not just the from, the not from, whatever it is. That's just the Metzius. There's no kamach, there's nothing. Hasamech b'chalko makiris erko ha'atzmi. A person who's samech, people in general, people who are smech and mechelkam, they're generally nice to other people. They're nice to other people. If you're a samech mechelkacha, whatever your chelik is, even in a simple way, people who are smech and mechelkam, they're generally nice people. The angry people, the nasty people, the rude people, the crude people, with other people, that the ben and the chavero, it's 99% of those are not smeich and mechelkam. They're not happy with their own chelik. They don't know their chelik. They misunderstand who they are. So that everybody's against them and the whole world. They're not happy with themselves. People who make others miserable are not happy with themselves. It's a general klal. Asameich mechelkam makiris erko ha'atzmi. Asameich mechelkam makiris atzmi. Erka ha'atzmi, he recognizes his erka ha'atzmi. And that's why he doesn't get destroyed if somebody says something that he doesn't like. You know, you have a person that if you look at him the wrong way, if you didn't say good Shabbos, or if the smile wasn't big enough, you pass by, you didn't say good Shabbos, it's already fa'falun. This whole Shabbos is messed up. He comes home from shul Friday night, and then he's angry at his wife, he's angry at his kids. And what's the shirish? What? How did that all that happen? Because somebody who we thought liked him passed by and didn't give him a proper good job. There's no erech, no shaykhis to who he is, that he's depending upon other people saying good Shabbos. He's depending upon other people liking him or admiring him or giving him covet. These people, the covet schnorrers, you know, it's to be, you have to hear your name being announced or you have to be thanked for anything you do that's good. And what's the erech atzmi of chelk, who you are, that you're waiting to hear from people what they think of you? It makes a nafkimin, what someone thinks about you, what someone says about you. It's a erech atzmi. Samech b'chelko, the people are smechim b'chelkam, they're not walking around waiting for compliments or to be noticed or to be thanked. All these inside fighting that goes on with, you know, this sister-in-law and that brother-in-law, and this one didn't thank me, and this one didn't that, and there was all tinyness and fighting, and it's all from this shirish of being karmi shalila natarti, of not tending to your own vineyard. And because you didn't tend to your own vineyard, all you think about is what other people, how they look at you and what they think about you. All you think about is everybody else's vineyard, never your own, of tending to your own vineyard. It's always what Sianim, what this one thinks, what that one says, and always these. There's a code word that I use in the house for many, many years. It's two words that everybody here has heard of, and if you haven't, then you might have missed high school or something, I don't know. But Eleanor Roosevelt. You ever hear of Eleanor Roosevelt? So I'm not a fan of her husband, for reasons that I think many of you could understand and you feel yourselves. She's good. She was a chashuva lady, and she said some chashuva things. So many, many years ago, I saw that she once said to people talking. She said, "It's better to talk about ideas than about people." That's what she said. So I've always used this, that when there's some talking going on in the house with the children, whatever, and there's about the. So then I say, I just say Eleanor Roosevelt. That's it. That's why I just say Eleanor Roosevelt. And then no. Eleanor Roosevelt, that's it.
She also had a statement that no one could make you feel anything without your consent.
It's the same Nakuda. He calls zu chibur v'keshef pnimize l'mashehu. This connection and paying attention to who you are, he nekudas amafteach l'midas atmimus. This is the key to the mida of tmimus. Now we're going to talk a lot about what does that mean, tmimus. Again, there's no real word in English for tmimus, for that wholeness, that wholesomeness of a person, tmimus. And pshitas. Niton lechalik v'leimer. Shekol amas u'matan shekol echad v'echad ma'ilim shesvivo. U'tchum echad shehu misvad achutz shel ha'adam. All of the interactions that you and I have with the outside world, he says we can look at that as being the misvad achutz. The misvad achutz means in the cabinet, or misvad achutz means foreign affairs. The department or the department or minister of foreign affairs. So each one of us has to conduct a certain inyan that's called foreign affairs. Because we have to get along with people, and you have to be mistader with the world, but that's the misvad achutz. Each one of us has a misvad achutz. That's a maga, imasoyvev, that's our coming into contact with the world around us. And when you're learning Torah, especially in the earlier years when you begin learning, and there's tons of information that comes your way. Again, all of Torah is Torah's Moish, and all of Torah is Hashem. But as far as that Torah that's your Torah, a lot of the Torah that you're hearing could be Torah that comparatively, relatively, is called Torah that's Misvad Achutz. It's Torah. And that Torah, which is your Misvad Achutz, for another Jew could be from his Misvad Apnim. But for you, it's Misvad Achutz. In other words, it's Torah, it's holy. I respect it. You know, it's not my chelik in Torah. I'm not talking about keeping halacha. We have to all keep halacha. I'm talking about what speaks to you. Your chelik, your field, something that's homegrown. That's you. Milvad misvad zeh, alodam livchanes eichus of v'tifkudus la misvad hasheni. Now, along with taking care of your misvad achutz, because you have to get along with people in the world, you have to constantly examine the quality and the functionality of the second office, shechashivuso ena pchuso mimkayim, which is not less important, which is the misvad apnim, the minister of interior. The interior. So we have to always be listening. Of course you have to You have to listen to what's going on to see and to be involved and so on. Leos machkim mikol adam, and to learn from other people. You have to hear. A person has something good to say. Adrab. Right? Eleanor Roosevelt said a good word. Kabbalah semis mishom. You hear something good. So then your mishvara chutz has to have the antenna up and to learn and to hear good things and to receive from outside. To give and to receive from outside. To receive from anybody, even from a child that has something good to say, from anybody. The Chazal tells us we should learn from a cat, from a dog. We should learn from animals. Certainly from people, and certainly from greater people and older people. But that doesn't mean it's at the expense of listening what's inside. That way of listening that is pnimi, that's ani, I. La'atzmiyuso shel ha'odam, the atzmiyus of the person, who the person is himself. La'kir is erkam shel ha'shadarim shemishaderis lo aniyuso, to be careful to listen to what the ani, what your I is broadcasting to you. To listen to that station. You could have a radio with lots of stations. But you have to make sure that you listen to your station. And depending upon your own station, that's how you should relate to all the other stations. From that vantage point of your own station, that's how you should study the world, think of the world, relate to other people. It's not possible just to absorb, to swallow, to take in everything from the outside. People, that's what's going on now. That's why everything is for 2 seconds, for a minute. People, it's crazy with the phones and with the computers and with all the internet. To be balea. To take more. And all the amount of information that the things that a person sees now in one day. Our grandparents, great-grandparents, would be 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, in one day. Just the amount of names and things and people, and it's and different things that a person is exposed to and that a person hears. Even when we were growing up and you watched a television show, so there was let's say it was a half-hour show, it was a some kind of a sitcom or something, or it was an hour-long show or something. It went with a certain speed, with a certain mahalach, like life moves at a certain speed. And the television, those people that were writing these things, were trying to portray as best as they could. They were trying to portray on the screen what life is like. But right, I haven't watched television in many, many years. But if you just go to the airport, if you go anywhere, you see a screen or something, they have things, everybody moving fast like crazy. They're doing things that people don't, moving, and things are happening in ways that it doesn't really happen in the world at different speeds. Because they also know that the secret to getting anything across nowadays is speed, is the amount, the kamus, not the echos, not the quality, not really connecting to anything. There's nothing... The business with the phone is not connecting. We're not connecting to anybody, anything. There's no emails. There's no letter writing. When you write a letter, you sit down. It's a whole Indian to write a letter. There's nothing. This is such a catastrophic loss of any connection to oneself. Forget about the other people. You don't dig deep into yourself for anything. Everything is just touching buttons and looking and fast. You don't go into yourself. You don't go into yourself. It's no hakara of that ani, that world of the ani. It's all just. It's not possible to swallow, to absorb all the stuff that's coming from outside. Everybody's different and has a different mahus, a different essence. Shalafia Olavunave, that's one, and he has to direct himself or herself, conduct his life according to who he is and who she is. And the other stuff needs to be filtered. Not just the garbage, not just the bad stuff, but the stuff that's just not you. It needs to be filtered. That's not shaykh to you. And no one else knows that. There's no one that can make that filter of what you absorb and what you reject. That's you have to make that filter yourself. But you have to, according to, you have to know who you are, and you have to know that when you see something that's not you, and it doesn't belong inside of your head, that doesn't belong in your life, that doesn't belong in your heart. It needs to stay away from you. You need to stay away from that. Even if it's not something which is against the Torah or something which is bad. I remember one time that I had, I just remember this, that one time a couple of chevra came over when I was, must have been around 16 or something, it was in high school, and a couple of my chevraim came over, and I think it was like a big game on television. I remember something, and they came to what we were watching together. It wasn't any like a Super Bowl party or anything like that, but just watching a game together. And there were like three or four guys, and my father says to me, "You have so many chaverim. You have so many chaverim." And the context of that we were saying is that. It wasn't to be critical, but he was saying, "Is that what do you need to have so many? It's like this little society or something." And we had probably more than that, three or four guys. It was probably a chevra, and I think that what he was saying was that you probably don't really know any of them really well. You know, he knew that I had one or two that we were my closest friends, and then there was a chevra. It wasn't making fun, but it's a way of living that, and I saw this the way my parents, the way they were. It was a very small little circle of friends, very small. And now people could have like a, just check on your phone how many contacts you have. My father, Lo Hashem, his phone would have had four contacts maybe. Well, he didn't like using the phone bechlal anyway, but if he would have used the phone, he would have like four contacts. Myself, my sister, my mother, and maybe his brother. That would have been his contacts. Not 12,000 contacts. And not only that, but you look at you feel that you're, the more contacts you have, the more chshivas is. You have chshivas, the contacts.
Get to a higher level.
It's the truth of the matter is just the opposite. It's a big bizarre to have so many contacts. I'm not talking about business, obviously, you have to. I'm talking about people. What? It's totally crazy. The whole thing is crazy. That's why. So now, then when it comes to chasna, you don't know what to do, right? And all of a sudden, you say, oh, what am I going to do? I have to invite everybody on my contact list to the chasna. So then, you're making chasna, and you see, like Fidel Castro walking into the smorgasbord. How did he get onto your thing? It was a piece of shaykhus to him, you know. You know, the chasnas, it used to be when a chasna used to have 150 people, it was a mob. It was considered a mob. So this is because it's because we're bigger people, we're friendlier, what is it? No, it's the bigger the olam, the smaller the person. For sure, I'm not talking about a rabbi shechasni. You understand? That's something else. They have to invite all chassidus. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stam, a regular chasna. The bigger, the smaller. That's all. I mean, less connected to people, less stam. That's how it is. It says sinun v'habikaris klapi habami b'chutz. This filter, sinun means filter, and bikaris means to examine, to have a customs official who comes in, what comes into a person's life? Who are the people that enter? Again, you have a Misrad Achutz to be friendly to everybody. But as far as Pnim, who comes into the Pnim? Who do you allow into your life? Bemis, not Stam. Bemis, who do you let into your life? I'm not talking about being friendly, everybody, to be friendly with everyone. But who do you allow in? Is that a person that's the fi your ruach? Is that bechlal somebody that belongs in such a place? That person belongs in such a place. But if there's no kamaicha, then there's open borders. If there's no kamaicha, then you don't know. You don't have a particular place. So there's no fences. There's no guards. There's no gates. It's just wild. There's no kamaicha. There's no I. So if there's no I, then what kind of a gate, what kind of a border do you have? There's no borders. There's no borders. Even you see, even in the country, even you have these, that they to open up all of America's borders and Kiel, it comes together with a complete and total lack of awareness of what is it that you're trying to accomplish inside. I'm very grateful that America is a welcoming country, and all of us are grateful because our parents and grandparents we wouldn't be here. We would have been shechted someplace. So we're grateful, and of course this has to be carefully studied. But I'm talking only about the shaitim that say everybody bruchim aboyim, bruchim aboyim. Of course they all live in Scarsdale, but bruchim aboyim. Like they even found. I remember. My wife told me that you had there's some machshefer that was like a big one involved in the Black Lives Matters, and they found out that she or he was living in a gated community someplace. There's the mice.
Yeah, yeah.
All of her brothers, and it was a she or he,
she's a woman.
All of her brothers and sisters are living nabach. Terrible, not all. There's so much. They live in such poverty and such sorrows, and she's making a whole tumult about Black Lives Matters, and see. And she herself lives in a gated community, and she's not embarrassed.
They were using the money they raised.
Bought homes in Beverly Hills.
Oh, she was using money for
they raised to buy those houses.
Well, I'm sure she didn't get it from an honest day's work.
Yeah.
So she's making herself a palace, and she's screaming and yelling about how her chevra are not being treated properly. She's not embarrassed.
She quit.
They got her out?
Yeah, she quit. She took the money.
Well, she has a better life now.
She had a boyfriend there.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not seeing any of the ones of her old friends who are rioting in the streets.
Nobody's ordered.
Right. So this is without borders. That whole svara means that you have no self. If there are no borders, it means it's true for the person. It's true for a country. You have no identity. It's a complete. Surrendering of the self, of the person, of a nation, of a people, of who you are. There are no borders. Bechlal not. It says, "Sinan v'abikaris klapei abomi b'chutz al ha'adam la'azos mikoach hakshavos ha'apnimis." Filtering and having proper borders, that depends upon a person listening to knowing who he is inside of himself, herself. That's kamocha. Otherwise, if there's no kamacha, then everybody's reyacha. And the same people who say, and it's the same thing with the country, with these progressives, of the same, this chevra, they're the most hateful people in America. The ones that claim to be everybody, we love everybody, bruchim aboyim. You hear the diburim, the lashinus, of the liberals. I'm talking about not the old type of liberals. These, what they call themselves. They're the biggest sun. They're the most hateful people. They're the biggest racist, the biggest sonim. And how could that be? They're everybody's welcomed, love, we love you. There's not a shemesh, there's not the tiniest little bit of kamocha in these people. They're empty kelim. That's why it's the whole, everybody is, we love the whole world. You love the whole world. The biggest, most hateful people. I'm saying a klal, doesn't mean everybody, but they're a klal. Because empty kelim. No, no Indian of who you are. So then then what happens is everybody's welcome, but you hate everybody in your life. You're all welcome. Please come in. Now I hate you too. Now there's somebody else that I could hate. This is the biggest racist. And all the things they talk about, to love everybody and to be careful what pronoun you use now, a he and a she, and all these things. Small people. That it used to be one thing that you could know about yourself, whether you're a Zohar in the Kaver. There was at least one Indian that you knew about yourself that people were holding on to at the end of time. You didn't know whether you were this, you didn't know whether you were that, you didn't know what you believed in, you didn't know anything about yourself. You're a very shallow, superficial person. But even the shallowest person in the world, you could say, my friend, can you fill out this paper? And he was able to answer the question, are you a Zohar in the Kaver? One point of self-knowledge, like in a broad way. We're not asking you to know what kind of a he or she are you. We're not asking you, are you a chassid, are you a misnagid? We're not asking you if you're Hungarian, you're Galiciana, you're an Ashkenazi, you're a Sephardi. Just, are you a Zohar or are you a Nekeva? This was one answer that everybody got right. And now people are sitting in the doctor's office. They have to fill out the form. And they start looking at somebody else's paper. One thing that a person would know, even the dumbest person in the world can answer, if he's a Zohar in the Kaiva, and now even this one question he can't answer. No, it's crazy. The separation between a human being and who he is and who she is. That you can't even answer the question. Forget Ayaka. Don't even to say Zohar Nekeva. That every behemah chaya and oif knows that whether it's a Zohar Nekeva. Every animal knows whether it's a Zohar Nekeva. Every single thing that exists in the world knows it's a Zohar Nekeva. It's a who, it's a he. With a hey vav aleph, hey yud aleph, it knows who it is. Now it's not ready. It's not, no. And the ones who are the most shallow, the shallowest, are the ones who are screaming and yelling for these things. There's not the slightest bit of kamocha. So they're talking about reyecha. Reyecha? They don't know what it means anymore. Not there's no kamocha, there's no reyecha. That's what's happening. You wanted to say something?
I was on that point. There's a study that I just saw that different generations, age groups, that identified as the different gender. Older people was like 1%. And it went down to, you know, people born before 1993%, 1990 on, like 19%.
Right. So how do you explain that? Yeah. So we understand that it's not a din in Metzius. It's all this Narishkeit. It's not a din in Metzius. And they're bringing this into children, little children in schools. Mm-hmm. That the with the books and the and the for a parent now to send a kid to public school, I think you have to be crazy to let your kid go to these places. For a child to go, but a Jew or not Jew, to have you let your child to be exposed to these, and where do they find these teachers? Who are these teachers?
They don't know who they are.
These teachers. It's way beyond like just things to laugh about. It's a pachad to these children. The children themselves. I read someplace that the children themselves, like when they hear these things, they roll their eyes. Like, what's this? Like, what's up with this teacher? But then at some point they hear it over and over and over again, and they become part of that. So Rav Kook writes in Aris HaKadosh, V'yesh asher hakshevoso kol kach mifulosha. There are some people who their way of listening is so divided, is so split. In other words, they're so invaded by outside sounds, by outside opinions and voices. Ad she'oved hu esariku za'atzmi. So the person loses any concentration on who he is. Yodehu Shemos Rabim. He knows, listen to this. Now, this is what Rav Kook is saying about our contact lists on the phone. Listen, before there was such a thing as contact lists, Rav Kook says, Yodehu Shemos Rabim. He knows many, many names. Rakeshmo Shachach Veloyod. But his own name he doesn't remember. He has many, many names. Do we have it on your on the contact list on the phone? You have your own name? How does it work? I don't know.
In case of emergency.
Call myself? In case of emergency, contact myself. So a person has, Rav Kook says, Yodehu Shmais Shemais Rabim. You know, a person knows, this person knows many, many names. Rakesh Shmo Shachach V'Liyad. But he doesn't remember his own name. He's talking about remembering the name. He doesn't remember his own name. Right? We were talking about that. That's what's brought down from this front, that to say the pasuk at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, to remember your name. And when they put the person in the grave, they say that they, Chavak Kedusha says, remember your name, and they say the name. Remember your name. You live a whole life without, with knowing many, many other names, and you don't remember your own name. So let's take a look at the page that you have in front of you, Fizz. So I was learning the Rabbi Cheskel last Shabbos. So just to learn a part of this piece from Rabbi Cheskel Shinever. I think you know that the Rabbi Cheskel of Cheskel Shinever was the Rabbi Chaim's, was one of the sons of the Rabbi Chaim. He was a Goyin Kaddish, v'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. The Rabbi Cheskel. So he brings, you see where it says, where I made a little thing, it says a derech lagia, right? The Rav HaKaddish he brings from a Moshe from Sambar. So he was bringing from one tzaddik who heard from Rav Hirsch Riminover, a kabbal panav. So when this tzaddik, Gemoshe Samber, was meeting, went to see Rav Hirsch Riminover, Omar, Atan Iskarti, Shagoyna Kodesh, Rav Shmelke, Minikelsberg, Omar. So he said to the Riminover that I remember that I heard in the name of the Rav Shmelke from Nikolsburg. Now, in Pirkei Avos, in the parak from last week, in parak Beis, the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Omer, Ezu Derech Yeshara Sheyavloi HaAdam." What is the straight path? Derech Yeshara Sheyavlo. So it's interesting. The word Sheyavlo, the Mefarshim talk about, choose to clarify from the word Livarer Sheyavlo Yud Beis Vavreish. And it says, "Kol shu tiferes laoseha, v'tiferes loman ha'odam." Right? You remember the Mishnah? Ezu derech yeshara sheyavlo ha'odam, which is the path that a person should choose for himself. Whatever is a tiferes, whatever is a beautiful and splendor, a glory. The meat of tiferes that we just finished. Tiferes laoseha, tiferes loman ha'odam. And this Mishnah we learned during the week of tiferes. So whichever is it was tiferes for the person and tiferes for others. So the Rebbe of Shmelke said, "Dolchare kashom or ezer derech yisharis yavel ha'adam haliyesh on the Torah." So the Rebbe of Shmelke said, "What do you mean derech yisharis yavel ha'adam?" That Rebbe said, "What is the path that a person should choose for himself? Choose since when do you choose a path for yourself? We're Jews. We have the Torah. And it's Hashem chose our path. What do you mean yavel ha'atzma haliyesh on the Torah?" Ach, dihine yesh kama bekinis b'derech yavayda. Of course, we all have the Torah, but there are many ways in the Avodas Hashem. And each person has to be more careful and pay attention to his way more than the other person's way. Like what the Gemara brings down, that one would ask another, one chacham asks another chacham, what in your family, avicha, what was your father's, what was the inyan? You know, what mitzvah was he most careful with? Or what nekuda of Yiddishkeit was he most careful with? In other words, that in different mishpachas also, it's not just the person, but in the mishpachas, there's certain inyonim that are in that family, that's their inyon. Yesh mi shabarich l'derech b'li min atar. For one Jew, his path is to connect Hashem in the deepest way, is the study of Torah. Ve'echad ba'avayda. And the other person's way is ba'avayda. We just went against everything that the girls are being taught in seminary the whole year. Ve'echad ba'avayda. And the boys in the yeshivas. Ve'echad b'gmilas chasad. Another person that his derech is. Now, everybody does all three. That's not the issue. Torah avodim is chasanim, but sheyavril lo derech his way. Vechad betanisim chadayim. There are other people that their chias comes from a certain kind of, you know, with fasting and that kind of mesius nefesh. The bemes kol adrachim hematovim. All of these paths within Torah are tovim, are good. They're all called Torah. And therefore they all reach Hashem. All of these roads reach Hashem. Rak machmas shebechinas nefesh echad ein odem l'chaver. But no two souls are the same. L'zayis ein derech avodas hamashavim. And that's why the derech and avodas Hashem of these two people is not the same. Karmi shalila natarti. Even within learning and within gemaras chasadim and so on. V'zeu, and that's how the Devi Cheskel explains. Zo Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says in the Mishnah, Eizuhu derech yeshara sheyarva lo ha'odam. Biyoser. Of course all of Yiddishkeit. But sheyarva lo ha'odam. For the person to choose for himself, to find for himself. Ve'eshiv. And Rabbi answers, Kol shu tiferes lo ha'oser. Hainu. Sheyivchelo derech sheyeh lahaosa derech avoda laatzmo tiferes. It's that part of Yiddishkeit that will bring glory, pride, confidence, splendor, and beauty to his life. Sheyeh shover lanafsho, bli shum sofei klal, that it speaks to you personally, bli shum sofei klal, without any suffix at all, without any doubt at all. Avaloyash, but the end of the mission is, then the mission says, Teferis, Shiavalo Ha'adam, Kos Teferis Lo'osar, Teferis Lo'osar, that's the Misrat HaPnim, right? That's the ministry of the interior. But the Rebbe ends and says, but be careful, that doesn't mean you shouldn't treat other people with respect, who have different ways. So he says, but you shouldn't be mashpil the derech of how the other Jews have avoda. There's a girl who told me yesterday that a mother told me that the daughter called up that her teacher said that if you daven, because they were talking about something, and the girl, if you daven, you say that you makashi yourself to the tzaddikim amitim, like many people say before they daven, that's avoda zara mamash. That's what she said. And that's what the teacher said. Some lady said that. That's a Avodah Mamash. She checked with her husband, and he said, yes, it's a Avodah Mamash. So, like, what about, like, millions of Sfardim and millions of Hasidim and other nice Jews? Nothing. It's a Avodah Mamash. And it said like this. And she said, this girl, that she has other friends there, that they come from a different background. So the Rebbe says, that you found your teferes, but that doesn't allow you now to put down the derech of the avoda of another Jew. But for that person is a teferes. Shemisnaig bofen acher. V'zehu v'siferes lo min ha'odam. So two things. The ministry of interior, Teferis kolshu, Teferis la'oseha, find yourself, Teferis la'oseha, to you, Teferis la'oseha. And be careful, Teferis lo'min ha'adam, shiyeh hadar v'seferis be'enov, that you should look at the avodah of other Jews, even though that avodah is very different than yours. You should look at it and say, that's something which is beautiful. Teferis lo'min, wow, it's not my chelik, but it's beautiful. Did this teacher even check to find out whether and how many tzaddikim? Who's she talking about? You know, she's messing with the Ari HaKadosh. What is she talking about? No, because it wasn't her. So, outside of that, it's not shaykh. Hod v'seferes bein of avodas chaveru gamke, and they go together. Because, as I said before, because when you're deeply connected to that kamocha, then you have plenty of room for. You're not angry at yourself. You don't hate yourself. You don't doubt yourself. You have confidence in yourself. People who are that way, they get along with other people. They get along. They're just able to see, hey, that's good for you. That's great. I respect you. I love you. It's not my cup of tea. But that's beautiful. You're following. That's your family. The family is this. A deacon like this. Like some rabbi tells a kid that this is not our ma. This is what my family comes from Germany. German Jews. This is our Messiah. So what are you telling me that it's not our way? It is my way. You're telling me it's not your way. So learn and understand and appreciate that Teferis lo yisev, Teferis lo min ha'adam. That only happens when like Rabbi is saying is Shiavelo. Only when you choose that path and you're samech b'chelkecha, like we just learned today, when you feel that in a deep way, then it's teferes lo osev and teferes lo min adam. Then you're happy, you're besimcha, you feel the teferes of Hashem's pride, you feel the beauty of your life, and you could admire the beauty of other people's lives and know and trust and believe that they also made choices. As long as everything's within halacha, you made your. That's the choice that you made. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. But without that atzmo, without the kamocha, then the reacha doesn't work out. The reacha doesn't work out. The others that doesn't work out. Not in marriages, not with friends, not what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. It's kfirlich. What's happening is kfirlich. The whole place is ripping apart, splitting, falling apart. So all this Hashem's Baruch should help us that we should be able to find ourselves and to find our brothers and sisters, and that should be finished with the Galus here.